I attended Catholic grade school in the 1950s. To be a young Catholic in those days was to live in a perpetual state of fear. At least, that was the intent. The nuns and the priests constantly reminded us that we had to live a righteous life, or we would end up in hell. And I'm not talking about the modern-day metaphorical hell people so flippantly talk about, the one you create for yourself while still on earth if you stray too far from the good life. I'm talking the real McCoy, the abode of Satan, where one could spend an eternity down there baking in flames. In an attempt to keep us on the religious straight and narrow, the nuns made sure we attended Mass every day and went to confession at least twice a month. It was assumed that we young Catholics were inherently evil, and confession was considered to be the elixir that ultimately would save our souls. We memorized the Ten Commandments and the seven deadly sins at a very early age, and they became our touchstones as we pondered the sins we would confess to the priest during that frightful 2 or 3 minutes twice each month in the confessional. Honestly, when I think about my childhood, I wasn't all that bad. Like most of my friends, I had a penchant for committing lots of venial sins, and I'd have to say, for a kid entering his teenage years, it was often more difficult to concoct my sins than it was to confess them. Not only were we expected to tell the priest what sins we had committed, we were required to tell him how many times we had committed those sins. By the age of 13, my confessions were fairly routine. After saying the opening prayer, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was 2 weeks ago, and these are my sins," I'd lay it all out to the priest. I would tell him about the 3 times I was greedy by catching more walleyes than the daily limit of 5. I would tell him about the 5 times I committed gluttony by having seconds or even thirds at dinner. I would tell him about the lust I had committed at least 10 times by admiring one special girl in my 8th grade class. I confessed to arguing with my mother and not doing my homework and other minor transgressions. In terms of sinning, my real Achilles heel was the second commandment, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." I would tell the priest about the countless times I swore by saying, "God damn it." The priest would sometimes ask me why I said such a terrible thing, and I would answer, "Well, Father, it's not intentional. Just about all the boys say it. It just comes out of our mouths at certain times, and we can't help it. Like when I have a big fish on the line and the line breaks, out comes a God damn it. Or when I'm playing in a game of pickup football and I get tackled too hard, out comes a God damn it. Or when I'm riding my bike and the pedals slip, out comes a God damn it. Or when my mother asks me to go to the store for her and I don't want to, out comes a God damn it. But with my mother, I don't say it aloud, Father, I just whisper it to myself." The priest would remind me about how God didn't approve of that expression and how there was a place called hell and how I needed to be a better Catholic boy. I said I would. Then he gave me my penitence, the standard 10 Our Fathers, 10 Hail Marys, and 10 Glory Bes. And you want to know something? After going to confession and saying my penitence prayers, I actually felt better. I felt holier. I felt I would be a better Catholic boy. But it was always short-lived. Invariably, soon after confession, I'd stub my toe, or I'd strike out in a game of pickup baseball, or my mother would ask me to go to the store, and I would resort to my old ways. Lucky for me, another confession was just around the corner.